Before I ask you to stand for our gospel reading this morning, I'm going to give you just a little lead into it. This is where the two travelers are traveling down the road and they encounter Jesus after the crucifixion, and they don't realize who they're actually walking with, who they're conversating with. And then before they know what happens, this person that they encounter along the road vanishes, disappears. It is then that they become aware of the fact that they were walking, that they were talking with our Savior, Jesus Christ. They rush and return to tell the disciples what has just happened to them. And then out of nowhere, Jesus appears there as well among the travelers and the disciples. And this is where our scripture reading this morning picks up. So I ask that you please rise as we read this morning's gospel reading, taken from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 36b to verse 48. Listen for the word of the Lord. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, Jesus said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The word of the Lord.